In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Time for some more player props right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Yes, Props Week continues here. Yesterday you heard Dave Richards' favorites. Today Frank Stanfield joins the show. I'm Adam Azer. Frank, let's go. What's your first player prop?
Let's start off with a Joe Mixon under 92.5 total yards. I got this last week, 95.5, but it continues to drop. It's 92.5 right now over at Caesars, and I think it's probably going to drop more as we get closer to the start of the game. He's gone under this number in 5 of his last 8 games. He's been held under 4 yards per carry in 7 of those 8 games, and it's just a bad matchup. Going up against the Rams here, they allow just 3.65 yards per carry to running backs. That's third lowest in the NFL. Speaking of the Rams, they've allowed just one running back to go over 92.5 total yards in their last 7 games. The only thing that I worry about here with Mixon is that he's been more involved as a pass catcher recently. So he's averaging 5.8 targets per game over his last 5. And if CJ Uzomah is limited like I expect him to be, there's a chance that Joe Mixon sees more action in the passing game. So that's the only thing that I'm worried about here. Worth mentioning that Samaje Perine actually ran more routes than Joe Mixon in their previous game. So maybe I'm making something out of nothing here, but that's really the only part of this that I'm worried about. I'm comfortable taking this number, Joe Mixon, all the way down to 90.5 under, if you can get it.
All right, we got a Cooper Kupp prop. You got it at 102.5 receiving yards. Now it's up to 106.5 for Cooper Kupp. And he, you know, routinely smashes that, basically. Well, are we going over or under?
Yeah, we're going over. I know some people are going to say, look, this is a massive number. I get that. But who wants to watch a Super Bowl and root against Cooper Kupp, right? That's just insane. You don't want to do that. So this number is continuing to climb. And I'll just say, in general, if you want to bet overs on player props, you should have done it already. So if you like any of these overs, I would say do it right now because they're going to continue to climb throughout the course of the week. But Cooper Kupp, over 106.5 receiving yards right now over at Caesars Sportsbook. He's gone over this number in 13 of 20 games this season. He's over 142 receiving yards, back-to-back playoff games here. The regular and postseason combined 32% target share. I can rattle off all the stats. You don't need me to do it. Leads the league in targets, receiving yards, receiving touchdowns. It doesn't matter. Like, you double team this guy, triple team this guy, it doesn't matter. He's going to get his. I have no doubt about that in my mind. So I think we see a little bit of a back and forth, maybe a slow start to this game. I think it opens up Cincinnati, for what it's worth, also allowing the 13th most receiving yards per game to wide receivers. But it really doesn't matter who the matchup is. Cooper Kupp over 106.5 receiving yards.
All right. Last week they did hold Tyreek Hill, or last game. Tyreek Hill to 78 yards, 7 for 78 and 1. But the week before that, A.J. Brown had a huge game, went well over this number that Cooper Kupp is looking at. All right. Let's go to Tyler Boyd. Over or under for Tyler Boyd, and what's the number?
Yeah, so we're going over 40.5 receiving yards. This one is a little bit curious, I will admit that, but stick with me here. Okay. He's gone under in 4 straight. He's gone over this number in just 8 of 19 games. However, there are a few things at play here. First, CJ Uzomah. It sounds like he's going to play. He wants to play, obviously. I don't think that he's going to be 100%, and I don't think he's going to run his full complement of routes. I don't think he's going to be on the field as much as he has been throughout the course of the season. And he's actually seen a good amount of targets, you know, in the second half of the year. So without a fully healthy CJ Uzomah, I think that opens up more routes in the short to intermediate part of the field. And that's exactly where Tyler Boyd runs his routes. Secondly, the Rams play a ton of zone coverage, which should lend itself to a slot receiver like Tyler Boyd finding places to get open. Maybe he, you know, gets open down the seam. I think he'll see a lot of targets in the middle of the field here in this game. And lastly, look, the Rams are going to be focused on trying to stop Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. There's no doubt about that in my mind. Obviously, they have one of the best corners in the league in Jalen Ramsey. So as a result of that, I think we see, you know, 5, 6, 7 targets for Tyler Boyd. And I think that'll be enough for him to go over 40.5 receiving yards.
All right, it's a pretty high number, you know, considering how you said it 4 weeks in a row. He's been under the last 2 weeks. He's been under 20 yards. So maybe it is the Uzomah thing. But all right, good reasoning there for Tyler Boyd, over 40.5. Odell Beckham, you got an Odell Beckham prop.
Odell Beckham over 23 and a half yards for his longest reception. He's gone over this number in two of three games in the playoffs, and he's been more involved in the postseason. 24% target share. Van Jefferson has kind of been phased out of the offense here. Tyler Higbee doesn't look like he's going to be healthy to go in this game. You know, maybe he finds a way to suit up, but again, I don't think he's going to be fully healthy in this one. So I think that lends itself to more targets for Odell Beckham as well. The Bengals allowed 65 receptions of 20 plus yards in the regular season. That was third most in the NFL. They've allowed five more of those in three postseason games. And this is just the stage, right, for Odell Beckham. Like, if there's ever a time when he's going to show out, why wouldn't it be the Super Bowl? Last year, Adam, I gave you Gronk to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Yeah. It just made sense, right? Like, Gronk on the biggest stage. And I just feel the same way about Odell Beckham. I think they're going to try to find ways to take shots down the field with him. And it wouldn't surprise me if he scores a long touchdown in this game. You don't even need it to be that long, right? Like over 23 and a half. I think that's certainly doable. So give me that Odell Beckham over 23 and a half, longest reception.
More props the rest of the week. Three more episodes of these. And that's Frank Stanfill giving you his favorites. So please check him out at @Roto_Frank on Twitter, @Roto_Frank. And he also hosts the Fantasy Football Today DFS podcast. Thanks so much for watching and listening, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today in 5.